Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about title insurance. Not the most interesting topic, but hey, we need to cover it. So when to use it and when not to. A lot of people are surprised about, you know, that we buy property without title insurance at all for any amount of money. So We talk about how we came to that decision and on an ongoing basis, what some of the parameters are. But before that, Jill, let's hear a question.
Okay. We, by the way, let me give you our number in case you didn't hear it a minute ago or a second ago. It's if you want to call in, ask a question, then you might get on the air. We'll just answer your question on the air. It is 888-735-5045. I'll do that again. It's 888-735-5045. So here is a question that we received recently from Mark in Northern California. It is, how do you know how much money you're going to make on a property before you buy it? Or basically, how do you value it?
Yeah, that's what I think you say in there is, you know, how do you value a property? How the heck do you know how much money
Great question.
You're going to sell a property for before you buy it? So,
good question.
And we teach this. We ask all of our members to pretty much have a great idea, not a good idea, but almost an ironclad idea of what they're going to sell the property before, long before they actually put the money into the property.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty confident that's one of the big concepts or one of the reasons that most of our members are so successful. But it's an easier, shorter version of this. If you live in a house and you're thinking about selling it, you walk over to the next door neighbor and then the guy next to him and you ask him, hey, what do you think these houses are worth? Or have you done any research? And then they all say some version of, oh, I'm pretty sure our house is probably worth around $140,000 bucks right now. He asks somebody else around the block, they say $130,000, and everybody kind of decides this is all just a theory that, I don't know, the house is worth $150,000. So the internet version of that for vacant land is to go around the various sites that we sell the properties on, like LandWatch and eBay and Land and Farm, and soon to be Landstay, mm-hmm. which is our site, and check to see what additional properties are selling for. Or not additional, but like-kind properties. So if you have a property in Mojave County, Arizona, in a certain area, you go check out what the lowest price is for properties that are selling for about the same size. Let's say it's 5 acres, and you want to be priced below that, maybe well below that, if you want to sell it really quickly. So, Mark, that's what you do. You check the internet. You make sure long before you ever buy the property that whoever is selling it on the internet, you're below that guy. And you will not, you'll get a call that weekend.
Exactly.
And if you want some more information on that, go on over to successplant.com. That's our online community where all the members that belong to Land Academy, we all kind of conspire there together and ask each other questions and get advice and the whole thing. Ask that question, actually. I'd love to hear what everybody else says.
Cool.
I hope it's the same version of or a different version of what I just said.
I'm sure it is. I know where they got their information, which is from us. So that's pretty easy. I can guarantee that.
Our big challenge today, Jill, is to make this topic, which I think is kind of boring,
interesting
and fun. So do you have any stories about some stuff that happened today?
I can make it interesting. Oh, stories about today?
Yeah, like who'd you talk to on the phone? Or
I had a great day.
Did you? Let's hear why.
Oh, I ran a promotion today, and in a couple of hours, I had some really good properties that I had in my inventory that we gave away with our program, some really special Northern New Mexico near Taos and Santa Fe. Gorgeous properties. We gave them away with our packages, and phone's like ringing off the hook. So it's really, really
That's
a
cool.
good day. I'm really happy
to get to talk to some
really cool. Oh yeah, it's These are properties that you could get emotional about. So you have to be really careful because you know that area. Like, I just love anything to do with Taos and Northern New Mexico. It's just so darn pretty.
It's one big postcard.
It is. So, and I don't know what it is about Southern California, but we all grew up thinking Taos is like the bomb, you know, like that's where you want to end in Taos, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you see all these pretty pictures of the snow and the mountains and stuff.
Did you buy anything today?
Did I buy anything today?
Or is your email full?
Oh, my email's full.
Or I mean,
full.
Your voicemail
is full. Yeah. I haven't bought anything today. I have a bunch of phone calls to return. No, but yeah, I have a bunch of phone calls to return. I have a funny phone call. I got a voicemail a while ago from a guy leaving his phone number saying, I'm calling about irrigation in your area. I'm like, what the heck? Every now and then, it's so cute. Our numbers get in people's files with property, and they don't even know if I'm the county or who I am. They're calling for interesting things, and I'm like, I'm not the county zoning, so I don't really know. And it's so funny. So I'll look up the number, and I'll give them the number and kind of help them on their way.
Good.
So anyway, but yeah, just a really, we had a really good day. I'm trying to think what else. We were trying to kick up our social media stuff today too. So we were working on that.
Yeah.
Having fun.
We have some really good people, really good, talented people working with us right now. And it's taken such a load off of Jill and I. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's my big happiness today.
You just don't want to talk about title insurance.
No,
you're just
don't.
Really dragging your feet because you don't want to talk about the topic. I'll talk
about
the
topic. Title insurance.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Can I
I'll talk about it. Okay. I'm not dragging my feet. I'm just trying to make light of the whole thing.
Oh, it's easy. I have three easy reasons.
Oh, good. All right. You do.
When I use title insurance, it's not hard. It's so easy. Okay.
I didn't even study before this.
You're right.
I didn't. I just said, when do you get title insurance?
All right. Here are my three things, my three rules of thumb. Number one is, I'll just go through them and then we'll go into more detail. For me, it's when there's any doubt.
Oh, that's a good rule.
I'm not sure this is the right people who own. I'm not sure the ownership. I'm not sure if that person's okay to sign, you know, whatever. By the way, I'm also getting, the reason I'm even considering title insurance is because the deal's that good. I'm willing to pay for it. So that's already passed my test. So then now I'm doing it because I have any doubt about it. When it's over $5,000, that's usually my area. Sometimes less. I've got title insurance for $3,000 properties because they were smoking rocking deals like one we're doing right now. But usually $5,000, I'm going to look at title insurance just because I'm dealing with bigger numbers. And then the other reason would be when it's ever something really tricky, like I know I've got the right person, but there was a trust involved and there's a power of an attorney but mom's still alive and there's all kinds of little things that.
Basically, it's too hard for you to do yourself, so you just send it out to title.
Well, it's not too hard to do. I'm just covering my arrear, CYA.
Oh, right, right.
I'd rather CYA.
Yeah.
And then I don't have to think about it. It's all done correctly and I don't have to assume any responsibility. And then my buyers like to know that I bought it with title insurance in those situations and they go, oh, okay.
Right.
There's no questions. So
let me take a couple of steps back and talk about why anybody would ever need title insurance. And every time I bring this topic up, I use an automobile analogy. So let's say you go buy a 5-year-old car, no, a 10-year-old car, and you are the third owner, so to speak. So you're looking around, you're checking the car out. And you look on the Carfax report, and the Carfax report says there are three owners before you, or two owners. So there's you, now the new owner. There's the person that you're buying the car from. Let's call him John Smith. And then before that, there's Sally Jones. And then before that, there's Ford, the manufacturer. Well, it's exactly the same thing with any piece of real estate that you buy. Before you, it's the person that you're purchasing it from. Before him, there's several other people involved. And then right at the very beginning, there's our federal government when they homesteaded the property, literally, in which it, you know, the analogy is with Ford. So that's a chain of title, both with a car and with a piece of real estate. So when there's a break in that chain, which causes a lot of questions, like, was it fraudulently deeded? You know, what you want. And that's called a cloud in the title when there's a break. So there's a chain of title since the beginning. And if there's everything looks good, I'm not sure why you need title insurance.
Right. That's a great way of saying it. So like Carfax is like title insurance.
Yeah.
And it's like if you're looking at a Carfax and it shows from 2001 to 2003 to 2003 to 2005, and then it jumps to 2007. You're like, what happened between 2003 and 2000 and, or 2005, 2007? Who's that?
Right.
That's a cloud in the title, and that would be a reason to go, wait a minute.
Right, so. Exactly. Or if it was deeded, so John Smith owned it, and then it wasn't deeded properly, and there's a gap, not even just a time gap, but a person gap, if you know what I'm saying. So that's what title insurance protects you against. Gaps in the title are what we call cloudy titles. And it's expensive. You know, depending on the state that you're in, it can be, I've paid as little as $400 or $500, or you can pay upwards to, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 on a building or something like that. So for full disclaimer here, I would never buy a house without title insurance.
Correct.
And it's not so much that I'm concerned. It's that when I go to sell it, they're going to have that gap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's they won't have necessarily a gap. They won't have a gap in ownership. With what they'll have is a lack of insurance gap. And to title companies, that's just as bad as having a gap in ownership. So I'm trying to make this fun.
No, it's okay. No, I get it. I get it.
So this is what I used to be that a long time ago, I would buy every single property with title insurance. And if you talk to any seasoned real estate person, that's what they're going to say. You guys are nuts for ever doing that. Well, we pay $500 for a 5-acre property a lot of times, or $1,000 or $2,000. So we're not spending a lot of money on these properties, and we don't have lenders. We're just paying cash for them. So nobody's requiring us to do this. So the only reason we would pay, just what Jill said, the only reason that we would seek out title insurance is because we're concerned.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's a good enough deal that it's worth it.
So as real estate professionals, we have access to data, which now you have access to check to see who owned the property before you. So if you're talking to John Smith on the phone and the data that we provide says John Smith owns it, which is First American Title's data, right back to them, you know, that's a pretty darn indication. And then you're paying $500 for it. Hey, that solves all of my tests. And in our programs, we go through this in great detail. We talk about exactly, you know, how to do this. And, you know, we're skipping along the top here. This is an overview for the show, but it doesn't take a lot of intelligence or time to see that you're speaking with John Smith and John Smith owns the property on paper from an unrelated third party. So
exactly,
that solves my tests. And then I'll tell you what we didn't talk about. None of us have talked about one of the big reasons I have several deals in with title right now. The big reasons that I purchase title insurance is because I look at whether or not I'm going to make a lot more money when I sell it. Does it make that property more valuable? The same way that you would maybe paint.
Sometimes, you're paint, right.
The same way you would paint the inside of a house because just to freshen it up right before you sell it because you think you'll get more money. Title insurance does that exact same thing.
That's true. It does. You know what's interesting also, too, is you don't have to, like what you just said, but and if you're a buyer, when you sell a piece of property or at any point along the way, you can still get title insurance later on, everyone too. So say you're buying a property from someone and it doesn't come with title insurance, but you kind of want to have it for your benefit, you can seek out a title agent and get it after the fact too and have it for yourself.
Yeah, and almost 100% of the time I would say that title insurance comes with escrow. So escrow and title are two completely different things. Escrow is there's a person sitting behind a desk who's closing the deal for you. They're talking to the seller. They're talking to you. They're collecting the money. They're doing all the paperwork. They literally generate the deed. They would make sure it's recorded properly. That's a huge benefit.
It is. I feel kind of lazy. It's kind of funny. It's like so often, you know, we're our own title agents and we do everything ourselves. But the times that I do get to, I almost feel like, ooh, yay, I get to go through a title agent through this one. I just get to sit back and go, and I'm the buyer. So all they need from me is a check. I mean, it's super easy. Just tell me where and when to wire the money. Done. That's the seller that gets to come up with whatever documents, and I don't have to ask for them. I could just sit back and let me know when you guys are ready for me.
So it's with the car analogy, it's the equivalent of, I never have to go to the DMV again. I don't ever have to do it. It's like a car dealer actually acts as an escrow agent. If you're silly enough to buy a new car, They'll handle all that for you. Last used car I bought, I haven't talked about this. The last used car I bought, I found a like a the escrow version for cars.
Mm-hmm. Carfax.
Well, no. For escrow, not the title.
Oh, an escrow thing?
Yeah, you walk into this place and you give the person your stuff and they already got the other stuff from the seller and so they handle the whole thing for you.
Oh,
you don't
really?
Have to go to the DMV, yeah.
Where is this?
It's right. It's really, really close to here, actually. Just because of this show, I started thinking about it.
That's kind of funny. I've never even heard of that. Oh, that is really cool. Yeah. How much do they charge?
Oh, it's like $60.
Oh.
It's cheap.
That's why. Because they're just standing there saying, you sign here, you sign here. It's like they're paying $60 for probably not a lot of work,
yeah,
Steven.
But Oh, no. Hey, I'm not going to argue with you. But again, you're paying for convenience and
you
not
are
have
paying.
To go to the DMV. You don't have to talk to the seller anymore.
For lazy people.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
Plus, they do 50 deals a day. It's getting done right.
Yeah, that's fine. And they take it all down to the DMV and it's all good. I'm good
actually,
with that.
Actually, I asked her, the person who owns this thing, I asked her. She said, no, we have this special standing thing because we've proven ourselves that it's all electronic. And she never goes there either.
Wow.
It takes her 30 seconds.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
I did not know it existed. I have something funny. Okay, when you think about the job of a title agent, I don't know if this is your experience, this has been my experience, but the work that they do and how on it, I mean, it just seems like it's a kind of a boring and not exciting, I guess, boring job. Not that it's tough, but there's things you got to do. Anyway, I've never met a title agent that wasn't super fun and nice. Do they just cut loose? No, seriously, because their day-to-day job is so monotonous. I don't know. They just cut loose. But like every time I work with them, I'm making friends with these people. They're fun people. Why is that?
You know, it's like a salesperson, but without the pressure.
Oh, that's it.
You know, they talk to people all day long. They really control these deals.
They do.
You know, I've met a lot of real estate agents who have no idea how to close a transaction, and they're seasoned real estate agents.
Yeah.
Commercial brokers are famous for not knowing how real estate works at all.
All they know is they have a guy that'll sell for this and this guy will buy for that. I put it together.
That's it.
There you go.
They put the deal together and wait for a check because escrow and attorneys do all the work.
Right. It's so funny. But am I right?
The best employees I've ever had, hands down, are former escrow title people.
Right. And they're used
organized.
To being efficient.
They can do three things at once. It's weird to watch. They can like talk on the phone and type a letter to someone else.
What if there's a special title escrow school that they all go to? Where do they come from?
You know, I looked into that one time. I said, what are the, in Arizona anyway, what are the requirements to be a title agent? And at zero.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you this, they do not make a very good living.
Oh man.
And this is a few years ago. So I don't know now.
That's interesting. Huh.
They earn their money. I mean, and I'll tell you, it's a situation like we've talked about this in the program and a lot of podcasts and shows. I've said, take those people to lunch. Actually, I did a blog that was called Take Them to Lunch. Forget about your real estate agent. Take your title person
yes.
to lunch. Send them some cookies, you know?
Definitely. Yeah, I should do that. That gal that we really like that we're working with right now. And it's nice, too, that some of them, when you find a good one, they can do deals all over for you, which is nice. It doesn't have to be that county.
Yeah, they charge you. They charge for that. So in the end, I mean, but it's just a single point of contact for you. So for years, I used a Northern Arizona title, and I would still use her now, but she's just retired.
Mm-hmm.
But I would call her. She'd charge a couple $100 to manage the. Even if we were buying it in Nevada, she would call that local little title agency there. She would charge $100 or $200 a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Manage the whole thing. Yeah, it was great.
So nice. See what I'm saying?
All right, it's like almost like 20 minutes in. Let's talk about something else.
Oh, you're done. Okay, we're done.
I don't know. Let's talk about.
How was your day?
It was great. We talked about it a little bit. I'm having a. We were busy as heck, but I don't remember a more profitable time.
Yes.
I don't remember doing more real estate deals, being more organized, and the feedback and the success that Land Academy members are getting. And this is not a plug. It's staggering.
Mm-hmm. We are 3 weeks into January right now, and I am so darn excited. I cannot tell you. Everybody is on the right track,
yeah.
I think. All of us, and I mean not just us, but I mean our members. They are so far ahead of the game. Way ahead of the game. When I'm seeing results in like 60 and 90 days out of some of our members, I'm just kind of blown away.
Me too.
And I'm also excited about the programs that we got coming up that we're going to release and the website changes that are coming. And it's like, I'm getting impatient. A website taking a month for me right now is too slow.
Oh, man.
I'm like, I want it tomorrow.
Welcome to my world.
I know. So it's funny.
No, we're releasing a data package coupled with a printing package to for our members to send out mailers the way that we do. Right now, what happens is we refer them to a data source, lots of members, hundreds of members. We refer them to a data source, and then they go out on their own, do the deal with the data, and then on their own, they go find a printer. Mm-hmm. We decided to solve that whole problem for them, and actually, we are now licensed seller of that actual same data, mm-hmm. and we cut a smoking deal because as a group, we're sending hundreds and hundreds of thousands of letters out every week. Mm-hmm. I mean, every month. So we get, it's just an unbelievable rate for everybody. Cheaper than a stamp. It's literally cheaper than a stamp.
It's awesome.
To get the whole thing done so you never have to lick an envelope or even touch a piece of paper. So we've got just an overwhelming response in a positive way to, you know, where do I sign response? So
mm-hmm.
that gets released February 1st and get some sleep now, Jill.
I know. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome and it's going to be automated.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be nice.
That's going to be nice.
Plus, a lot of members are asking us to, can you provide this program? Can you provide the, and the answer is yes. They're all coming. It's just, I love when existing customers love it and they're telling you they want like an extended version or, you know, it's great.
Yep.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all important success in land investment and in life. I'm sorry. I sound like my high school history teacher.
You think you sound like monotonous?
Yeah.
Really?
I think this is just, it's just a subject matter.
You know what's
interesting
about this?
You have to know that though.
I know. This is one of those, that was one of those podcasts that, the shows that some people are really going to love it because some people really want information. Mm-hmm. They've said, you know, some people like the infotainment, some people like the entertainment. This was more of an info. And I think it's
Jill and I just found out today, recently, in the last 20 minutes, or last hour, how much one of our competitors charges. And I can't get it out of my mind
about
how much money this guy charges. I'm not knocking it. I'm not going to use his name. And I'm never going to say anything negative. But it's a staggering amount of money. And the only reason that we know is because, I mean, this week probably 15 people have signed up with us. Mm-hmm. Because they have the same sentiment. And they're now telling and giving us a lot of details about how much it costs to get the tier 2, 3, 4 programs or products that this guy sells, and it's disappointing to me.
It doesn't sit with me.
We don't even have we have tier 1 and that's it because all the information's in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the self-study deal, it's tier 1 and that's it, mm-hmm. with the data and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, so we are going to kick out another program where if we all want to do it together and get some free property, and we'll charge for that at some point, but
it's going to be just, really worth your
sorry.
Benefit.
It's
bothering
it,
you.
I think it's borderline unethical. That's
I
what.
Know.
So, well, we're helping them now. They're coming over here and we're helping them.
We are filling in all the gaps. It's okay.
That's a perfect segue to let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.